for us at Cornwall Pride. It has been an incredible journey to support the conversation of what Pride means right here in Cornwall. And we are truly honoured to be invited, to be nominated, to be part of this award that is the conversation around all the work that we're doing. It's the oh, we're doing a good thing. Oh, okay. Actually, people are seeing it. It's incredible. Our volunteers, our trustees, the team that build the conversation around Pride and in the different places in the whole of Cornwall, and actually, not even necessarily the actual Pride events, but the community and the engagement or the different conversations. It's just overwhelming that this is something that has been achieved.
As you said, the award is all about the community-led initiatives. Can you just tell us a bit more about the vital role that volunteers have played in shaping Cornwall Pride?
Cornwall Pride has been a volunteer organisation right from the start in 2007, with the first Pride in 2008. We have today something like 160 volunteers that pick up the conversation, facilitate different things, that be part and deliver the volunteer part of the events. But actually, it's not just our volunteers that do the doing in that perspective. It's the amazing group, the Chaos Group, that has that conversation around Pride and the LGBTQ plus community. It's the council, it's the health service, it's the surfers that have that, they have some, there's LGBTQ plus surf groups, and there's everyone is involved as part of this conversation. And the community aspect of Cornwall Pride, our decisions are made by our trustees. From a voluntary perspective, all of maybe 3 years ago, our entire team were completely voluntary. So much passion, and so much energy is there to drive that conversation forward of our aim, which is a hate-free Cornwall.
And we have seen cancellations and closures happening across the UK. How do you think Cornwall Pride are reacting to the rising pressure and challenges that Pride organisations are facing at the moment?
The challenges that are around cancellations and closures and kind of scaling back, that isn't necessarily just a conversation around Pride and Pride organisations. It's a conversation that happens across all of the voluntary sector right now. We're all feeling that real dramatic challenge around the cost of living and the cost rises of being able to deliver incredible and important services out to our communities. And you have to think differently. And Cornwall Pride over the last 4 years has really thought differently about how we manage and how we organise. So we've had an incredible project work with the National Lottery, Reaching Communities Fund, which was a grant nearly 4 years ago, and we've just been successful again in receiving a National Lottery Reach and Communities grant, which means we can continue to deliver. It's a little bit of a different project than the one that we've previously done, but we can deliver that vital and important community connection and support to the whole of Cornwall. And we're super excited to be able to start all of that incredible work in 2026.
Oh, that is amazing news, Matthew. Congrats on that as well. Cornwall Pride has been running for over 17 years, as you mentioned earlier. From that very first Pride event in 2008 to now, surely there must have been some amazing standout moments for you.
For me as an individual, absolutely. My incredible, amazing friends that may or may not point out that I was wearing horribly bright green hot pants in the first Pride. Across to me as an individual now, looking out into the march and the community that comes to Pride, and see a world of beautifully different people. And there's those single moments. And there was a moment for me this year. It was in Liskeard. We held a very first Pride event, a physical Pride event there. And there was this incredible, much, I don't want age shame, but much older couple, like re really, really, really old couple. I don't know, maybe something in their 80s. Not dressed up in Pride elements and kind of stumbling across. And then all of a sudden, They were right in the middle of the stage, right in front of the stage, and they didn't stop dancing for the whole pride. And I just stood there and watched them, and I was just in so much joy that they didn't necessarily know that that event or that thing that was there. And it's all about perpetuating joy and sharing the love. And that single moment was like, this is why we do what we do.
We know that the journey to inclusion is ongoing. I'm wondering, what are some of the biggest challenges facing the LGBTQ plus community in Cornwall at the moment?
So yeah, it's really important to recognise that this honour is absolutely it's bittersweet for an organisation that's talking about human rights, because not only within Cornwall but nationally and globally, the human rights for the LGBTQ plus community are not equal. They're not in parity to other communities. So right here in Cornwall, we're having real difficult conversations around how we support our transgender community within the transition of a legal framework. We're talking about how access to services are difficult for the LGBTQ plus community, because many may not necessarily feel safe for individuals. Nationally, you're seeing the rise of social cohesion kind of breaking apart a little bit. So there is a real concern around online hate, for example. And internationally, you've got laws that kind of chopping and changing. There was a concern around the right to have equal marriage in the United States that was going potentially looking at being pulled away. And then the other 70 countries where it's illegal to be gay, and the 11 which it's criminalized by law, and it's the death penalty. So to have this conversation around an honour for the voluntary service and it to be a pride is incredible for us. But I think we need to all take a moment to say there's much more to do. We recognise collectively that there's much more to do, but we also need to do it together.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the ways we can do that is obviously your annual inclusion conference. It's just around the corner, Friday, the 28th of November. Can you share some of the aims behind this and how people can get involved?
This will be the, I think, fourth year that we've run this, and it's an incredible listening exercise. It's an opportunity where our communities, different parts of the community, LGBTQ plus allies, organisations, volunteers, public sector, whoever wants to come along, and we look at what the challenges are, listen to what that might be, go away, have a look at what we can do as a collective, and we bring that back each year to say, okay, so this is what our amazing community said last year, this is what we've tried to do over the last year, what next, what next, what next. But also it's a real moment just to sit together and understand that there is a lot to do, but we've got that togetherness. So absolutely come and enjoy our inclusion conference, which is going to be the 28th of November in Falmouth, Penryn campus. And you can find everything on our website.
I know we have touched upon some of the hopes for 2026 and beyond, but New Year is fast approaching. Are there any things that are, right around the corner that you're hoping to achieve in the new year?
Yeah, we are looking at supporting the conversation around pride differently. By doing that, we are going to be one of the very few pride organisations that will be offering an empowerment fund for non-constituted organisations and groups. So that means community groups without like a CIC, that isn't a CIC or CIO, the opportunity for funding to do what they want to be able to do. It's only a small grant. It's our very first time looking at applying for and delivering and supporting these. But we're going to be launching that in the beginning of January, which we're really, really excited about. And again, that's about empowering the community to be able to achieve and deliver the things that they really want.
That sounds amazing. We'll have to catch up with you when all of that comes into fruition for sure. Finally, Matthew, thank you for your time. How can people find out more, follow the Cornwall Pride journey, and also support you year round?
Everything is on social media, Cornwall Pride, nice and simple, and cornwallpride.org for the website. Lastly, could I just please say a huge thank you to every volunteer, every single person that's been part of the journey so far, for all of us, every single one of us, to be able to have access something that is so monumentally beautiful as this.